Welcome to another edition of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, it is my unique privilege to welcome a friend, someone from Dubai, a very successful professional and entrepreneur, Ishwar Chugani, to the show. Ishwar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh, and thank you for this initiative and invite to be part of your Brand Called You episodes.
Thank you. Ishwar is the CEO and Managing Director of Giordano Middle East. He's also a member of Management Committee of Giordano International Hong Kong. Ishwar, let's get straight into the interview. Let's start with some more information on how you got to these exalted heights. What was your career track like?
Well, I grew up in the Philippines. I grew up among a family of merchants. My grandfather migrated to the Philippines from Hyderabad, Sindh, mm-hmm. then a part of India in 1924, and then set up a chain of retail stores there. This meant that I was introduced to the fundamentals of retail at a very young age, mm-hmm. and I would help out in our stores during the weekends and school holidays. Mm-hmm. While in university, I always wondered what I would do in life. And I was fortunate to have been born into a family of entrepreneurs. And it was always assumed that I would join the business after my graduation. Mm-hmm. During my junior and senior years, I did dabble in the family business and joined my uncle in managing the largest amusement center in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. From 1977 to 1979 while I was at university.
Correct.
However, something inside me always wanted more. Mm-hmm. I was always looking for new challenges and adventures, and I didn't want to be under anyone's umbrella or shadow.
Right.
While running the amusement arcade in the Philippines, it was my final year of university, that was in 1979, mm-hmm. I was invited by the Al Ghurair family in Dubai to set up Sinbad's Wonderland,
okay.
Al Ghurair Center, mm-hmm. which was the first multi-format large shopping mall in the region,
okay.
and Sinbad's was the first indoor family entertainment center in the Middle East.
Correct.
While we were operating Sinbad's, more and more shopping malls were opening.
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor and managing director, Mr. Syed Salahuddin of the ETA group, always said that, "I know there's something inside you. You come from a Sindhi background. I've seen mm-hmm. your family business. Why don't you go and bring in new business?"
Okay.
So I was always fascinated by Giordano during my visits to the Far East in mm-hmm. the 90s. And I said to myself, "Oh, wow, this is something that would work because I could really shop with them."
Correct.
So I approached them in 1992 and we managed to establish a franchise of Giordano for the Middle East.
Wow.
As the years went by with a lot of changes and even among our local partners here, they wanted to change their perspectives and business.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, I was invited to join Giordano International's Management Committee,
okay.
which is fully accountable to the board for implementing its business strategies and day-to-day operations of the group's global business spanning 2,200 stores across 30 countries.
Wow, okay.
And in 2012, as I was being involved with them, they actually invited me to be as an executive director for the group.
Mm-hmm.
And jointly, we entered into a mutually acceptable agreement with the local partners in the Middle East to take over majority ownership of the Middle East business.
Okay. Okay.
So currently, I head the group's business in the Middle East, India, Africa, Central Asia, and Europe.
Right.
We are a 100% subsidiary of Giordano International and provide strategic support, logistics, and management to Giordano franchise partners across the region.
Wow.
So
that's fantastic.
That's the story of Giordano and myself and how I got here.
You know, when you were talking about it, I almost stopped you and said, "And the rest is history." Well done. What a fantastic story. So, you know, Ishwar, if you were to look at your career and your life, what would you say are three key milestones that were life-changing or career-changing?
The first would be 1979. It was the year I graduated from De La Salle University with a degree in business management and marketing. De La Salle is one of the most prestigious universities in the Philippines. And I decided to take the route less traveled, the blue ocean strategy. While most of my peers and friends looked at the West and the USA, I decided to take up the challenge and move to Dubai.
Okay.
When the opportunity to come and set up Sinbad's was there, I took it eyes closed. It was not a career move, but more of an adventure and challenge that I could do something on my own. Next, 1992, when we entered into an exclusive franchise with Giordano International for the Middle East.
Okay.
And finally, in 2012, when I joined Giordano International as a member of the board and mutually worked with our local partners to take over the ownership of the business in the region.
Fantastic.
If I really look at it, I came from a family of owners to become a professional, to become an entrepreneur, to again become a owner-entrepreneur. So it's like a full circle. And one thing I didn't mention earlier, one of the reasons why I also left is I hated the way the old retail was being run. There was always a family member who had to be there. And it was, we were like prisoners to our own business. And I said, this is not what I want to be.
Correct.
You know, so, and I left retail and I've come back full circle and also now back to retail and been doing this for 42 years.
Amazing. So, you know, Ishwar, you've spent an entire lifetime building brands. Giordano is probably one of the very, very highly recognized brands all over the world. And over the years, I've also understood that brands are really living beings. You know, you've got to keep investing them in all the time. What is your view on how can a brand stay relevant for a long period of time?
Well, the retailers that will survive and thrive are those that understand their customers and know what services they will value in store. There is no magic formula that works for all retailers. The way forward for us retailers is to understand the critical importance of connecting with our customers. Shopping is all about relationships. Today's customers rarely buy from a company. They buy from a person they trust,
correct,
a person that is knowledgeable, and a person that delivers what is promised.
Correct.
Companies need to go back to basics to make shopping enjoyable and make sure such factors as time, treatment of their customers, efficiency, price points, health and safety, physical and technological aspects are taken care of, as all of these elements are important in terms of customers' expectation of their in-store experience.
Right.
When situations change, we have to rethink current strategies and build on the strengths that have served us well in the past.
Right.
You know, it's tough times like today that encourages companies to go back to their roots.
Correct.
And do what they do best. The pandemic downturn only highlighted the tiny fractures of a business that went unnoticed during the good time.
Interesting.
Retail is a simple part of every consumer's everyday life, but the retail environment is highly complex. And to survive and thrive, retailers have to continuously innovate and vary their offering in order to attract existing and new customers.
Correct.
To succeed, the retailers need to embrace the challenge of relationship by leveraging technology as a means to establish and maintain an omni-channel connection with shoppers and empower their associates to focus their efforts on serving the customers.
Okay.
There really is no single magic formula that works for all retailers. The way forward for retailers is to understand the critical importance of connecting with the consumers. The future of retail will be built around the experience economy where what you sell is less important than how you sell it. Okay. Forget about product differentiation. The future of retail will be all about distinct experiences. Create one and you will establish a long-term relationship with your customers.
Very well said. But now, you know, over the last few years, the traditional brick and mortar Giordano store that you have built all over, and you said there are over 2,000 stores, that is now beginning to change or evolve into the digital world. What should brands be doing to survive and thrive in the digital economy?
Well said. The coronavirus outbreak has accelerated digital gains. But having said that, the digital economy and e-commerce was already being accelerated, but people always thought that let's take our time, you know, let's do it one step and keep growing. But this has really woken everybody up. Right. And experts say that this growth is only going to continue in the near future. Online shopping will maintain its strength into the foreseeable future, particularly for fashion purchases. Right. As consumers are still uneasy about in-store shopping due to the health crisis. Shoppers will also have acquired new digital habits that they are unlikely to ditch even after the pandemic has dissipated. When many people were at home, there were many people who never did online shopping, especially the elderly people and others. And the lockdown actually made people realize the convenience of shopping from home. Mm. Post-COVID, we are confident that retailers can bring back the brick-and-mortar experience to customers by live-streaming their in-store activities. They can curate customer-generated content, encourage peer-to-peer recommendations on social media, as well as introduce special features such as virtual one-on-one appointments to their mobile apps. What's more, as the pandemic accelerates the shift to digitalization, it has created an environment in which augmented reality and other innovations that support customer personalization and engagement can thrive. So there's going to be a lot more connect between the digital and the brick and mortar world.
Wonderful. So Ishwar, you know, you've been such a successful businessman. You've built such an amazing brand. Family moved from India to the Philippines, set up shop there. Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Well, inspiration comes to me in various forms. My family who keep me grounded, my team who demonstrate determination and dedication, and of course, Giordano. You know, I've been doing Giordano for the last 28 years with my association. And I just really love the brand, the company, the loyalty, the team, and the company, how would you say, the core values of the company. And lastly, what really keeps me going is the challenges that we encounter on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You know, because the more challenges they are, the more sharper you are, and you need to keep up with everyone. One concept that I've always had is that when you join a company, not just be a job, and you're not there for them, but with them. Mm-hmm. You know, when I moved from my family business to join the company here, I never thought I was working for them. Mm-hmm. Because they came to me because they realized that I had some expertise. I joined them because I realized that there were opportunities. So I've always believed on the concept of working with people, not for people. Mm-hmm. And that's the same concept I've always transferred this thinking to my own people. To the extent that most of my core team, who I have personally handpicked, have been with me for over 20, some of them 25 years.
Amazing.
You know, being involved with Giordano from its inception has inspired me in many ways. But the most important inspiration comes from our core value of simplicity.
Okay.
You know, by keeping things simple, operations are streamlined, and this allows for speed, which in turn allows the creation of value. Today, time is money, and by keeping matters consistently simple, Giordano can offer customers the convenience of knowing where to get their everyday wardrobe essentials, and this is part of our service philosophy.
Mm, very interesting. So let me move on. I mean, you know, so much experience, so much success. How do you set your professional and personal goals?
Well, my main professional goal is to continue to expand and spread Giordano to many more markets across the world. I would like to personally really create more growth opportunities for our employees and give more people a chance to work with us. My goal is to give everybody who's been part of this great company more opportunities. And like, and also we always like to have compelling stories that we can tell people, because every senior member in the company have actually come from the ranks. We do not hire people for senior positions. We first look inside. Mm-hmm. And when you have such stories like that and opportunities, that allows your employee to realize there's always something for them. There's always an opportunity to look forward for. My inherent personal goals were instilled in me a long time ago by my grandfather and my father. They always reminded me on the importance of integrity, humility, sincerity, and trust. I aim to always maintain these core values in all that I do professionally and personally. I always joke around because I can always change the acronym to sincerity, humility, integrity, and trust. And when you take the first four letters, people can never forget that.
Yes, I agree. That's very well said. That's very well said. So, you know, you hire many, many people across multiple stores, across many, many countries. What do you look for when you hire someone?
Well, the first one question I would ask people is, why do you want this job? You know, if they say money or I want to go abroad, that's a negative point. I want to hear answers like, I need to learn, I want to grow. And for the first 15 years of the company, I actually went myself to do the recruitments in Chennai, because our group had their head office in Chennai and all our recruitments were done out of India. And then as we grew, I realized I had to step back and give it to professionals. And today we have 950 people from 28 different nationalities and a retention rate of over 90%.
Wow. That's quite amazing.
And just to add to what you said, and I said earlier, we had someone who came in as a data entry operator. Today, he's the CEO of one of our largest markets. We have someone come in as a helper. Today, he's the deputy head of logistics.
Wow.
My own PA became the head of another market.
Wow.
Every business head that we have started from the sales floor.
That is what you would probably call true growth from within.
Yes, that's what we always look. Always look at the reverse funnel.
Fantastic.
You know, keep doing things so you keep pushing people upwards.
Very nice. Very nice. So let me move on. What, in your opinion, is the most exciting and challenging aspect of your work?
Well, I used to be very hands-on, but now that I have delegated a lot of the responsibility and day to day, the best part about it is I can now focus more on strategy and expanding the business. And the most exciting things about retail today is how rapidly it is changing. That is both challenging and exciting to keep up with all the technological advances and the different ways that customers want to shop with us. Retail has transformed more in the last 5 years than in the last 40 years before that. Countless more changes are in store, many of which we cannot envision at this point. Personally, being responsible for the consistent growth of the brand over the past 28 years and building the portfolio from the first store in Burjuman Center, Dubai, which we opened in 1993, to the current 200 stores across the region and beyond. The Giordano brand has become a household name, which today is recognized for its simplicity, high quality, great value, and excellent service.
Right.
With its success, the team who works alongside me and I aspire to grow and achieve excellence in all that we do.
Okay, interesting. So you should have time for two more questions for you. My next question is, I'm sure over the years you've been asked by many people to share some business tips. Can you share some with us?
Well, I firmly believe that a company's culture is that ultimate competitive advantage. Customers can always steal your products or services or even key employees. However, they cannot steal a great company culture. Create one and you know you're doing the right thing and it will take you to the next level. As a leader, we have to encourage a continuous flow of communication across all levels, share our knowledge and learning, and most importantly, empower our employees to take decisions and grow. When they grow, we also grow. And I believe that in business, the key to survival is not assets, not funds, not systems, not processes, but people and their attitudes. You know, our chairman always says, remember using your 3H, your heart, love what you're doing, your hands, work hard, and your head. Use your common sense and best judgment at all times. If you put all the three together, you know, nothing can stop you from achieving greatness. We need to learn, develop multi-skills, have patience and persevere, and don't only look for immediate monetary gain in your life. You need to find out how good you are and then work to develop your career in that direction. For me, there were many opportunities that came my way, but I like the entrepreneurial culture of Giordano. The freedom to initiate and do things without anyone barking down my head and asking for reports every week.
Okay.
This has been worth more than whatever money could buy my services or pay scales.
Fantastic. And my last question to you, you know, 4 decades of working, a lot of success. What does success mean to you?
Success is very difficult to define. Success is a relative and subjective term.
Absolutely.
Each of us may have different interpretation of success. In business, we may be doing well, but we may not be doing as well as our competitors.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think success is ever guaranteed. Every day is a new day, and we have to keep reinventing ourselves to be in the game.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Ishwar, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure speaking to you.
Most welcome, Ashutosh.
And, you know, I wish Giordano and you a lot of success.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.